Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we do pray today that you would make us aware of your presence, aware that you are with us, indeed, Emmanuel, God with us. Help us to celebrate the fact that Emmanuel has come, that indeed he did live, he did die, but that he lives again and continues to fulfill all his promises for us. We pray for your presence with us now and always. And we do pray that the words of my mouth together with the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Imagine, if you would, many years ago, a beautiful and ornamental Persian palace. It is night, and the golden decor sparkles in candlelight. We see a woman wearing a beautiful, heavily adorned robe. She storms down the hall and rushes into one of the rooms. Her angry words cut through the air. "Casper, you fool! What in heaven's name could possess you? Where are you going? Out into the desert? Gone for weeks or months, maybe years, wandering, following what? An illusion? A dream?" Casper seems at peace in that small room, his quiet place. He answered slowly, almost wearily. He says, "No, a star." She moves toward him. "Follow a star? That's crazy. You don't have time to go off tracking stars. For all the years we've been married, I've lived through dozens of your schemes and dreams. But this one. Don't you care about those here who need you? What about your children, your grandchildren? What about your obligations? What about me? I know there are a million reasons not to go," he says. "Don't you think I've told myself all of them? I can list for you right now 1,000 things that won't get done if I take this journey. But I have to go. I have to." Her anger turns to pleading, "But why? You have everything here. You have a family and friends, people who look up to you. You have your work. You have..." And he cuts her off. "I have an empty life. For all my working and searching, for all my thinking and dreaming, I have nothing that will last. I'm coming to the end of my life. The sun will soon set for me. I can hear the echo of my own voice in my own tomb, and my tears stain what might well be my deathbed. You're right. I've chased plans and grand schemes, and I found them all empty. My heart has a hollowness that will not be filled. Look, my dear wife, my faithful friend, I see the darkness coming, and I cannot stop it." Then, in almost a whisper, he says, "I have to try this one more chance to find hope." "But a star," he says, "why not a star? Perhaps the stars are the eyes of God. Perhaps stars mark things even beyond our dreams." She turns away, her words now touched with tears. And where will this journey lead you? Into disappointment? Into danger? Or worse? Or, he says, into life. That star may point to what I've looked for all my life. So, seeking in myself and in others, in knowledge, in endless striving, perhaps that star will lead to something that is finally eternal. I have to go. I have to follow. I have to come to the place where the finger of God is pointing. I have to find out. Perhaps the only things worth following are stars. Now, about such a scene, Luther was prone to say, speculation, mere speculation. But it's still fascinating to imagine what it must have been like. We know very little about the wise men, those who come to find the newborn king. We know they were probably those who had studied the stars and believed that the heavens had a significant effect on what happened on earth. We don't know how many men there were, but we know they brought expensive gifts to the baby Jesus. We know they believed that the hand of God marked the birth of a newborn king by the appearance of a remarkable star. They were so confident that the star was a sign of a special event that they left their homes to chase after it. They were aware that the appearance of a star in the sky marked the appearance of a unique gift from the hand of God. Many seekers today are still chasing after something. It's just that the stars they follow are not just heavenly bodies, but other events, other appearances that they believe are the mark of the hand of God. Some follow strange teachers and wise men, seeking their insights. Others see the hand of God in the shape or the outline of the face of Jesus or of the Virgin Mary on pieces of toast or on the sides of buildings or any number of various visions. Seeker is a description of many who call themselves spiritual in our world today. Remarkably, many, if not most, of these seekers look for the hand of God in countless places other than churches. But what is most remarkable about the seeker is that the connection to God and the spiritual fulfillment they seek is right in front of them. The fundamental truth is that God is not off somewhere in the stars waiting for people to find him. God, the Holy Spirit, is actively seeking those seekers. We worship God, our Savior, who desires all people to come to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And while it is true that wise men still seek him, the greater truth is that God seeks the seeker. Here's another true and trustworthy fact. The truth seekers seek is in us. The truth seekers seek is in us. Indeed, we are witnesses to the truth, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We are the ones commissioned to carry the knowledge of that truth to those who are seeking for it, We are the ones commissioned to carry that truth. And we are supposed to be busy teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Seekers don't have to chase after visions or mysterious appearances or stars or spiritual gurus. God is in us, reaching out to them. That's our primary, if not solitary, that's our primary or solitary purpose in life. To represent, to proclaim, to witness to the crucified, risen, and living Christ, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. Very simply, we witness to the Savior who was born in Bethlehem as we tell what God has done for us in Christ, living up to our charge to do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that we may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then we will shine among them like stars in the sky as we hold firmly to the word of life. Indeed, may we be stars who light up the sky, leading others to the Savior, the one born in a stable in Bethlehem, to Emmanuel, who has come. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused upon Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen. Our worship continues with the offering of our tithes and gifts.